Bei der Tore Meister Judges Schwat Tovshin Pei Alef Reb Zvi Lieberman.
In the beginning of this week's parsha, Yisroi came to join Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. The pasuk says, "Vayisape Moshe lechoisanoi eis kolosha osa Hashem lepar lemetayim and loydis Yisrael," and so on. Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisroi all the nisim happened to Paroi, happened to Mitzrayim, the whole story. The whole story, what happened to be Mekarv Yisroi. The Biskarov points out this was the first opportunity of a Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim to somebody who didn't know. Till now, the Eden themselves were all part and parcel of Yitzias Mitzrayim. They knew it all themselves. There was nothing to tell anybody about Yitzias Mitzrayim, which they didn't know. They were all part of it. They all saw it themselves. Yisroi was the first outsider who joined Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed the opportunity to tell Yisroi all about the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. This was the first opportunity of simple Nisim Yitzias Mitzrayim to somebody who Taka didn't know. He knew the basic the main headlines, he had known by Yishma Yisro, he had heard about it, but not the small details. So now Moshe Rabbeinu filled him in all the small details.
Pardon?
Yeah, just with the Enochanam, all those who came with, it was Yisro Enochanam, yeah, 100%. So, but we have to realize it wasn't actually Leil Tesfovavi. It wasn't the right time. It wasn't the right timing for the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It was a different time. It was after the season, after Kriyas Yam Suf. It wasn't afterwards. So what mitzvah was Moshe Rabbeinu doing by this Vayisape Moshe Lechoisnoi? So the Biskarov said he was doing the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Sihu Bechol Nifloisov. There's a mitzvah of talking about miracles. If a person experiences a miracle from the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's a mitzvah to publicize the Nifloes Hashem. It's a mitzvah to tell everybody all the details of the nest that you yourself have been in. He says there's a lot of psukim in Tehillim. Yodul Hashem chasto Nifloes of Neodom. There's a mitzvah to talk about nisim, miracles which the Ribbono Shel Olam has done to a person, publicize the miracles. There's another passage in Tehillim Tes, V'nachnu amko v'tzoy marisecho, noid cho le'olam, l'doy v'doy nesapet t'losecho. When a person has a miracle, he's got two mitzvahs, noid lecho, hoido, thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, and nesapel zezecho, and to talk about it. Tell people about the wonderful ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tell people how the Ribbono Shel Olam has helped you. Publicize the nisim which Hashem has done for you. Sich b'chon nifloisam. That's the mitzvah which is merumas over here. A new branch, a new chelik of mitzvahs, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is not only the Leil Seder Sipur Yitzrayim, talking about the miracles. When a person has experienced miracles, there's a mitzvah sich b'chon nifloisam. Now, the Ikka Mitzvah Sipur Yitzrayim, I will come back to this soon, the main mitzvah which we're all aware of, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzrayim Mitzrayim, exactly what is the Zman of the Chiyuv? There's an interesting discussion, and we'll see this posik helps us to understand a bit better. We know from the Haggadah Shel Pesach, when exactly is the mitzvah Sipur Yitzrayim Mitzrayim? The posik says in Parshas Bo, the Ve'gadah L'cho L'vincha Ba'yoyim Aleim Ba'avu Zeh Osa Hashem Li B'tzeis Mitzrayim. When exactly is the mitzvah gadol levincha? So the Baal HaGadol tells us, Yochem Rosh Chodesh, no, Tam Loim Bayoyim Ahu, Yochem Baid Yoyim, Tam Loim Baal Zeh, Bishosh Yesh Matzah Umoroi Monochi Lefanecha. That means, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is when you got a mitzvah of Matzah Moroi. When you got the mitzvah of Matzah Moroi in front of you, That's when the mitzvah of Sibud Simchat, the mitzvah of Vigato Levincha applies then. When exactly is the Zman Chiyuv of Matzah Moroi? So, it ends up a Machleikus, Rabbi Lozem, Nazaria, and Rabbi Kiva. Because it starts off with Mitzvah Pesach. When is the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach? Machleikus in Gemara, Brochus Davtes, and in Psochim, Kuvchov, Machleikus, Rabbi Lozem, Nazaria, Rabbi Kiva, when is the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach? According to Rabbi Lozman Azariah, the mitzvah is only till Chatzos. We learn out of the post of Baal Vuzeh that the Torah says that the Baal Vuzeh that you need to tell them to speak to your children at the same time as the when is the mitzvah. The Torah uses the expression Baal Vuzeh. So we learn out Gzei Eshova. So Blozman Azar learns Gzei Eshova. It says Vavati Betzayim Balayla Azeh as well. We learn out Hazeh, Hazeh, Gzei Eshova. So like the Makis Bechirus was by Chatzos, so the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach is only till Chatzos. That's Rabbi Blozman Azar Shitta. Rabbi Kiv says, no, the Posse Vachalto is a Bechipozoin. You relate to the Zman Chipozoin. When was the Zman Chippozon of Klal Yisrael? Only in the morning. Because the night there was no Chippozon. They were sitting very relaxed inside the house. They weren't allowed out. No Jews allowed out. So the Chippozon, the rushing, started in the morning. Says Rabbi Kiva, the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach is connected to the word Chippozon. Therefore, the mitzvah is the whole night. So according to Rabbi Lozman Azariah, the mitzvah is till Chatzos. And according to Rabbi Kiva, the mitzvah is the whole night. That's Achilas Pesach. Achilas Matzah. Another Gemara. Psochim Daf Kufchof again. Omar Rava. Ocha Matzah Bizman Azeh Acha Chatzos. L'Rabbi Lozman Azariah Loi Yotzei Teichavosei. Matzah is dependent on Pesach. There's a Hekish Matzah to Pesach. So wherever there's money of Achilles Pesach, similarly there's Zman Achilles Matzah. We haven't got Pesach with Zman Azeh, doesn't matter. But that the Matzah, the Mitzvah Matzah applies exactly the same rules as Achilles Pesach. We learn off on the Hekish. Matzah is Mroim Rachlu. So therefore the Achilles Matzah isn't the same Hadorah. So according to Rabbi Lozman Azariah, you have to eat your matzah before Chatzos. And according to Rabbi Kiva, you can eat your matzah, be Mekayim Achilas Matzah the whole night. And that's why we know we paskin like Rabbi Lozman Azariah, Meikra Dedina, and that's why we rush to make sure, at least the first Gezayis before Chatzos, the Afikomen as well, once you try and get before Chatzos, there's a Hagbola that matzah's got the same time restraints as Achidas Pesach. So like Pesach is till Chatzos according to Rabbi Lozman Azariah, Matzah is till Chatzos according to Rabbi Lozman Azariah as well. Coming to Sibutis Mitzrayim, B'shor Shesh Matzah Mor Meloch Lefenecho, Pash is the same rules. According to Rabbi Lozman Azariah, the mitzvah of Sibutis Mitzrayim is only till Chatzos. Because matzah and morage all goes together is also only till Chatzos. According to Rabbi Kiva, who holds the mitzvah of matzah is kol alayla, like Pesach is kol alayla, so the mitzvah of Sibutis time is also kol alayla. So that's why one's got the whole night for it. That's the Pashas Mavzoshe Milchus Chinuch. The famous kasha we discuss every year, come to Seder night, we all know the famous story, Maisa, Babeleza, Rekiva, Tarfin, and of Laws of Nazaria, the Mesapri, Mitzvah time, Kol Oysalailo. What was the Laws of Nazaria doing there? He should have gone home long before. According to Laws of Nazaria, the Mitzvah of Sibutzi time finishes by Chatzos, because he holds Pesach till Chatzos, Matzah till Chatzos, Morah till Chatzos, Sibutzi time is also till Chatzos. What was Rabbi Lozman Azariah doing there the whole night? Was he just being polite? He shouldn't have gone home. Why was he there the whole night? Why was Rabbi Lozman Azariah carrying on doing the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim when according to him the mitzvah has finished, the Zman is over? So because of this kasha, this taka for Mahalchim. Mahalach number one is brought down Mikro Kodesh from a Tshuvas Emik Yoshua. He says, no, Baal Vuzeh doesn't mean exactly the Zmanim. It means what time, what period of the day is a mitzvah Sibutis time. Mitzvah Matan Mora is Leil Tesvov, so Sibbutz Yisam is also Leil Tesvov. But it doesn't mean that Sibbutz Yisam has actually got the same halachas as the Matzah and the Mora, and after Tzoyis doesn't apply anymore. No, it means we learn out from Ba'avul Zeh that the Mitzvah of Sibbutz Yis Mitzrayim is the same time when there is a Mitzvah Matzah. There is a Mitzvah Matzah Leil Tesvov, Sibbutz Yisam also Leil Tesvov. Exactly how long? How long is this Leil Tesvov? It's still included till Allah. It's also included. That's the Chiddush of the Tshuvas Emek Yehoshua, that even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you can be Mekayim Sipui Tzis Mitzrayim the whole night. That's why he stayed. That's why he carried on. Carried on Mitzvah Sipui Tzis Mitzrayim. That's the Chiddush. That's Mahalach number one. The Netziv is not happy with that. Netziv says no. Avada, the mitzvah Sibtzayim Ba'avuzeh, is exactly like the mitzvah of Matzah. If Matzah is only till Chatzos, Sibtzayim is also only till Chatzos. What was Rav Elazar ben Azariah doing there? Says Netziv, it's true Sibtzayim was finished, but there's still a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah, special mitzvah, Leil Pesach, an added mitzvah of Sibtzayim Mitzrayim. But every night of the year, there's always, every day and every night, there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So very nice. It's true that according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, there's no more mitzvah Sipur. Oh, but there's still a mitzvah of Zechira. And therefore, since there's still a mitzvah of Zechira, so therefore, he carried on that. Says Nitziv, but Zechira, how long does it take to say Zechira? Just need to mention. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's a Yotz already. So how long does he say? What's he been the whole night? From Chatzoy to the morning, it's a long time. It's a couple of hours. What's he doing? Staying there longer. Just for Zechira, so therefore he can be Yotz with one word, with one mention. Says Netziv, his famous clown. Netziv says, the one word is the minimum, but you can always expand on the mitzvah. Says Netziv, do you think you're only Yotzer, Achidus Matzah, the one Kazayis, and any matzah of the afterwards is not part of the mitzvah? No, it's a minimum one kazayis. But a person can expand the mitzvah. He can eat more kazayisim, or what he eat Leil Seder, says in Tziv, you mekayim achilas, mitzvahs achilas matzah, with all the matzah. There's a minimum, ein achila pochus mekazayis. But once he eats more, and it's all part of the same suda, he's mekayim the mitzvah with every part of the achila. It's all include the mitzvah. You can expand a mitzvah, you can enlarge a mitzvah. There's a minimum requirement, but you can do more, says the Netziv. Your yoitzah schiz retzayim, with one mention. That's a minimum requirement. But you can expand on it. You can enlarge the mitzvah. You can be mekayim mitzvah, talking and talking and talking. It's all part of the key mitzvah, says the Netziv. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was doing. Avada, the main Sibbutz Yisrael, the Vigad Lemincha, that was finished by Chatzos. But the Leman Tizkoi, the Zechira, he carried on. He carried on the rest of the night. Be Mekayim and large Mitzvah Zechira, Mehudadik and Mitzvah Zechira. Carry on talking about it till the end of the night. The Emet Brocha says, there's a Gersa in the Rambam. We know straight after this Maaseh Beleizer, you got Omer Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Ani Kaven Shivn Shomo, and we talk about Veloy Zechisi, Shetu Omer Yitzis Tzayim Beleilois, Ad Shadosh Ben Zoymo. We talk about Zechisi Mitzayim. The Rambam's got a Gersa, Omer Lohem Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Elazar said to them, it's a follow-on of the story. Rav Elazar spoke to them. He explained to them, do you know why I'm still here? Because I've always held there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, even by night. There are, though, he says, my chaverim hold, there is no Zechira by night. So according to them, my sipur's finished. If there's no Zechira by night, then I should go home. Do you know why I'm staying? Says the Blazer, because I hold, I'm of the opinion that there's a mitzvah Zechira by night as well. Because I hold, that, like the Joshua ben Zoyme said, Kol Yemei Chayecha Lahavi Aleilois. It comes to include the night. So therefore, there's a mitzvah of Zechira by night as well. So Leil Tesvov is no different. So very nice, the mitzvah Sifu we finished. But we've got Zechira. So Omer Lehem, who's them to the other four Chachomim, the other four Zekeinim, which were sitting with him. So therefore, that's how he explained why he's staying longer. Because of the mitzvah of Zechira, and then large mitzvah Zechira, which he was happy to be Mekayim, that Leil Tesvov. The Emet Brocha himself is not over happy with this. He says, no. He says, I can stand matzah, you can expand. achila. It's one big achila. Obeschira, once you've said it, it's finished, it's all over. I've said your mitzvah to mention. The name of the mitzvah is mentioning time. You can't have a big mention. You can have a big talk, but a big mention. The word mention, zechira, means you just mention, and that's it. So once I've said zechiv time, Mike, you've done. What more? It's the mitzvah gets automatically finished. Says the Ema Brocha, I don't feel that you can expand on mitzvahs zechira tzitzis mitzrayim, because it's all over once you've done the first zechira. The Ema Brocha says a third mahalach. A third mahalach. Why was Rabbi Lozman and Azara staying there the whole night? Says the Ema Brocha, besides for mitzvah sipur, besides for mitzvah zechira, there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be oisik in Hilchas Pesach the whole night. There's a separate mitzvah. So Sifun Shulchan Aruch, as chayv odom lasoik behilchas Pesach ulesapen nifloes yitayim kol alayla atshet chatfen shino, till sleep overtakes you. Even after the Seder, after Shir Shirim, after whatever you do after Seder, right? If you still got koyach, there's a mitzvah, special mitzvah to talk about, a mchiv derabonon, a mitzvah derabonon, to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, a separate chiv. A separate chiv, not called schira, not called sibul. There's a separate chiv, a meyuchetik, as he called it, a meyuchet de limudatoya. It's a mitzvah, special mitzvah, to learn Leil, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Leil Tzav, all about Pesach. It's a mitzvah to spend as much time as you can to talk about Sibitzis time, and even to learn Hilchas Pesach, to pull out your Rambam, Hilchas Kalma Pesach, anything related to Pesach. Says the Ema Brocha, that's what Rabbi Elazar Azar is doing. Not Sibur, not Schira, not the mitzvah of learning in Yonei Pesach the whole night. That is the mitzvah he was doing. Yeah, you're right, it was simple, but the key mitzvah was learning Hilchas Pesach. They were doing simple, because the other ones were doing simple, but he was joining because of Hilchas Pesach. They were talking doing simple, but his joining was, for him, it was a key of limud Hilchas Pesach kol alayla. That's what we're doing. Says the Eimet Brocha, with this, I've answered another kasha. They didn't stop at Alois HaShachar. They carried on into the morning. The Tambini came along to tell you, Rebbe, it's Man Krishma, quick, and you're going to miss Man Krishma. Why did they carry on? So Avada, everybody's got their whole string of pshotim. They were dark in a cave, they never noticed. Or the Kedusha, Blos Mazaris, Toya was brightened up. In any case, they couldn't notice the difference between the Ruchistic light and the daylight. There's many, many truths, no question about it. But he brings from the Shvole Leket, if not for Krishma, they would have been happy to carry on the Tzis Mitzvah and talk about it. Says Brocha, this is a kasha even contra Bekiva. In the morning, that's not Leil Tzfor. You can talk about your simple, you can talk about your schira, but you know, in the morning, okay, the morning can have a new mitzvah schira, but what? And why would they go in the morning? Simple Tzis time in contra Bekiva, you can't do the morning. Says in Brocha, you're right, but learning Hilchas Pesach is a special mitzvah of the day as well. You're always supposed to learn Hilchas Yom Tov by Yom Tov. There's the special mitzvah of learning. A person is supposed to focus his learning on Pesach, Hilchas Pesach. They were happy to carry on Hilchas Pesach, learn, talking about Pesach in the morning as well. And that's why they would have carried on, if not for the worry of missing Zman Krisha, which it forced them to stop. That's what they carried on. So Bekitzer, that's the aim of Brochas Mahalach. In Brach Mahalach is, why did they carry on? Because they wanted to be Mekayim, the mitzvah. He was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Limud Hilchas Pesach Kol HaLayla.
Does anyone mention, let's say, Sudas Purim?
Yes.
Oh,
you're saying go boss as Malas Kol, is that what you want to say?
As long as you've started, no one will suggest,
It's I haven't seen that. It could be the reason why not is because the suda they may have finished already. We talk about just the simple that they didn't. But once you finish your suda, to carry on simple by suda, we've got the halacha going boss of the haskola. We go boss at the beginning. But when it comes to the simple, if they'd finished eating, if they benched already, it wouldn't help to carry on because of that, because it's ready like seven. You haven't got something which joins it as one big inyan. And number two, there's a big shine in the poiskim, whether it works anything besides suda, whether it's a controversial shine, whether it works with tefillah as well, sof zman tefillah. Can you start your Shmin Esther a minute before sof zman tefillah and then carry on further? And so there's a shine, does it help? Mishabruah passing the note doesn't work anywhere else besides the Suda. Tefillah has to be finished before Sasman Tefillah. There's no starting, so it doesn't work in all areas. So this is a component of the Eimet Brochas Mahalach, why they carried on. There's a well-known Mahalach, I'm sure everybody's perhaps more familiar. There's another well-known Mahalach, and the Tziv actually mentions it, that L'kovod Rabbi Kiva, Blas Vastara, say that. Why do we mention it was B'nai Barak? What's the difference where it was? Could have been anywhere. Could be any town. Because Rabbi Kiva stated Gemara in Ksubas. So Gemara in Ksubas, Rabbi Kiva was the Rav in B'nai Barak. Ksubas paid Dalit. Now the Kiva was the Rav in B'nai Barak. So why should Rabbi Kiva? He stayed. So therefore, once you're dealing with Morad Asra, there's no Shailas anymore. Avad, there's no such thing as putting your own opinion against a Morad Asra. So that's another reason why he stayed the Kovod Rabbi Kiva. Coming back to our Brisker Rav. Now we've got a new Mahalach, according to Biskov of this week's parasha. Als mitzvah sich b'chol nevlo yisov. We've already said already four Mahalachim. We said Mahalach of Eimek Yeshua, that the mitzvah the whole night is not dependent on the sippul. We said Mahalach of the Eimek of the Netziv, Sechira. The Mahalach of the Eimek Brocha, Hilchus Pesach. The Mahalach of the Belz Mahalach, Morad Asra. According to the Briskerov, we've got a new Mahalach. There's a mitzvah of talking about your nisim. Chayev odom lirisus atzmei kiliot mitzrayim. When you're sitting down, say tonight, I personally have experienced my yitzis mitzrayim. I personally have gone out to mitzrayim. So very nice, I've finished my mitzvah sipul. Very nice, I've done my mitzvah chira. But I want to tell people about my miracles, what happened to me. So if they manage to find protein of sipul yitzis mitzrayim, which is something you'd share with others, or the protim with things which happened in the Sibbatzis Mitzrayim, there's a mitzvah of Sikh B'chol Nevlo Yisov. There's a mitzvah of talking about the miracles which a person experienced. So therefore, these graces of Canaan, they knew that all the chazals and all the oimikain and all the plots which happened, they had what to talk about. They found what to discuss. They didn't were discussing our miracles which we've experienced. So this mitzvah, so we don't have to say it's an independent halakha, hilchos pesach, it's even more than that. It's a mitzvah of sich b'chol nevlo yisov, talking about the miracles which they all experience. And let me just add something new which I came across this year, which by you may be partial, by me or something new. Let me just share with you just an example. There's so many protim, a period of protim, or what happened in Mitzrayim. It's fascinating. Marcus Arbe. We just learned not that long ago in Parshas Bo about the locusts. We all know the locusts came, they were very vicious locusts, and they ate up all the greenery of Mitzrayim, and they were muzzling the Mitzrayim Gunna prop as well. But we know the Mitzrayim were short of food. They pickled a lot of locusts. They caught a lot of them, and they pickled them, they put them in the jars, ready to eat. When it came to the end of the Makkah, along came the wind, and got rid of all of them, and even the pickled ones disappeared. How exactly did the pickled ones go? How exactly did they were dead? They were pickled. So how exactly did the pickled ones disappear? So I met a yid in the street. I asked him, how do you learn? How did they disappear? He said, there was such a powerful wind, it blew them out of the jar. So inside the house it was so windy, what blew the jar, toppled over, knocked off the lid and blew them out and threw them away. I said, yeah, could be. But you know, Shteta Chazal, that the live locusts went to the pickle jars, picked up their dead companions, gave them a ride, and took them out to Mitzrayim. That's how they went out. The live locusts went and took the pickled locusts out. They fetched them because there was a tzivui from the Rabbeinu Shalom. There mustn't be a single locust left in Mitzrayim. They went and followed the instructions, and they went to pick them up and gave them a ride, took them out. That is one Mahalach. And Mahalach number two I saw this year, they had Tchias HaMesim. These pickled locusts had Tchias HaMesim. The Rabbeinu Shalom wanted them to go out to Mitzrayim. They got Tchias HaMesim and they went out. And it carries on. Where did all these locusts go? All these locusts were blown back to the Yamsuf. Ah, Yamsuf. Yamsuf. It carried on this Makkah by Kriyas Yamsuf. The locusts stood there waiting for the Mitzrayim. All the swarms of locusts were blown back to the Yamsuf, and they were ready for mission number two. When the Mitzrayim came along to the Yamsuf and started drowning in the Amazon, the locusts came. And I saw one paper, I couldn't find exactly the name of COVID, said the locusts came to take revenge. You pickled me, you killed me, I'm killing you now. So therefore I'm taking revenge. So they waited the locusts to take revenge of the Mitzrayim, or Mitzrayim harmed them. So that was one of the many makkas which the Mitzrayim experienced by Kriyas Yamsu. We know, as we know from the Haggadah Pesach, there were 10 makkas Mitzrayim and 50 by Kriyas Yamsu. What they all are, many different Haggadahs like to make a long list, but this is one of the lists. Then makkas Arba, these locusts were waiting for the Mitzrayim patiently, waited not that long from Makkas Arba till Kriyas Yamsu. They waited them and they retaliated. There's so many little details, you know, which one finds out as one goes along, all in your name of this Yitzis Mitzrayim. So the part of the mitzvah Sichu Bechol Nifloisov, that's what they carried on. They carried on Imre Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He's finished his mitzvah Sippur. May have done his mitzvahs here already, but there's a mitzvah to talk about all the nisim Hashem did for us, how he gave nekoma to the Rishoyim, exactly all the bad they did to us in Mitzrayim, so they got him back. So all these little protim takes a long time to go through all this. You can spend a long time on the makas, you go through all the chazals. So therefore, that's what they carried on doing, this mitzvah sich v'chon nefloisa. The Briskerov wasn't just telling us the halacha. They bring down here that a story attack happened. He was very makbid. He had the story, brings down one of his shever blockers of one of his children. So the young couple went for a rest Shabbos afternoon. And they came to Shabbos Mincha. And the Naichos and Nishke Vein Dot. Chris, come, it's Mincha, you're tired. And Nishke, excuse Shabbos shever blockers. Oh, you're tired. No excuse. The Briskerov went to send somebody to call him. Where are you? Malchema Mincha, Chris, tired. They knocked and knocked on his door. There was no answer. They knocked, and there's no answer. So Briskerov passed, can break down the door. If he doesn't answer for Mincha, something is something serious. Knock on the door. They broke down the door. They found out there was taka, the oven, the heater, was producing some toxic fumes. And in taka, they had fainted. They were only semi-conscious. And they opened all the windows. And it took hours till they recovered from this air poisoning from these toxic fumes of the heater. And the doctor said, had they been a little bit longer, then it could have been mamash pikuach nefesh. So the whole Shabbat from then on, anybody the Briskerov met, was telling everybody, the Gevul Kenes, Sich v'chol nefloisov. There's a mitzvah constantly to talk about nisim. Any person who experiences a nes at any time, it's not a mitzvah to keep it quiet. It's a mitzvah to publicize, Sich v'chol nefloisov. That's the mitzvah, what you learn for this week's Sedra. And that's a mitzvah which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is doing, Sich v'chol nefloisov. The Ramban in Parshas Boy talks about, we know these, when it comes to Arba, the tzivu of the Rabbein Shem was, there shouldn't be a single Arba left in Mitzrayim. Lo nisha Arba ech b'chol Mitzrayim. That was the, what the Rabbein Shem wanted. Says the Ramban, if you find out what goes on in Mitzrayim, you'll never find a Makkas Arba anymore in Mitzrayim. Since then, there can be Makkas Arba all over the place, all other neighboring countries, not in Mitzrayim. Once the Rabbi Shem said there's no more Arba, the Arba don't come down. He says, Amol, they can just pop in for a short while, but they won't do anything. The Arba was expelled from Mitzrayim, says the Ramban. The Tzvadea wasn't expelled from Mitzrayim. Tzvadea, the Makkas Tzvadea stopped. The Tzvadea weren't expelled, says the Ramban. If you find out in the Nile, you've got the crocodiles are included in Tzvadea that we see from the Rishayim. He says the big crocodiles or alligators, whichever one it is, I don't know the exact Arabic word of the Ramban. I'm not sure just myself between the crocodile and alligator, but they live in the Nile. The Egyptian Nile is full of them, and they come out every now and then and they start causing damage. They start harming humans as well, eating humans, but the Boshan never said that Tzvadeh should leave Mitzrayim. The Makkah Tzvadeh, meaning the Makkah around the Mitzrayim stop, but every now and then periodically to come and cause harm, that's their place, they stay there. And the Rabban says, Sich v'chol nefloisov. So this is part of Sich v'chol nefloisov, said the Rabban. We've got mitzvah to constantly talk about the miracles Hashem does, which Hashem does for us, and Hashem was a personal miracle or public miracle. That is our mitzvah. So mitzvah we should be zoicha to have lots of miracles and we should have lots of nism to talk about and to be mekayim kaseida sich b'chol nefloisov. Amen.